USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy growing at an annualized rate of 2.2% in the first 3 months of this year. That's according to the GDP numbers out from the Commerce Department this morning, which were right on track when it comes to experts' predictions. Unless you have it recorded, you may have a hard time finding Roseanne to watch ever again, as now even reruns of the sitcom are disappearing from cable following Roseanne Barr's racist tweet concerning Valerie Jarrett, then President Obama's top advisor. Viacom cable networks Paramount, TV Land, and CMT now say they're all pulling Roseanne reruns from their schedules, and Hulu says it will follow suit. Barr is claiming her use of the sleep aid Ambien was a factor in the tweet she calls a stupid joke. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A surprising statement from a top House Republican who says he has no reason to believe President Trump's claim that the FBI was ever spying on his campaign for political reasons. South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy was among a group of lawmakers who did get a briefing last week from leaders at the FBI and Justice Department on that very issue. Last night, Gowdy says,
I am even more convinced that the FBI did exactly what my fellow citizens would want them to do when they got the information they got.
Gowdy speaking there on Fox News. The body of a missing Maryland National Guardsman swept away by floodwaters in Ellicott City on Sunday has been found. Edison Herman was helping this woman, Kate Bowman, look for her cat when he disappeared in the water. Now Bowman says,
I would never try to endanger somebody's life. Never.
ISIS claims responsibility for an attempted terrorist attack on a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan, hours ago, which left one police officer dead. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-9- 865-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Harvey Weinstein's defense lawyer is calling charges against the disgraced movie mogul absurd. Ben Brofman saying the two criminal cases against his client will not stand up in court and that Weinstein and one of his accusers did have a relationship for years. At a court hearing yesterday, Brofman complained to a judge about pre-trial publicity. Weinstein remains out on bail as a grand jury continues its work. It's expected to hand up an indictment against him soon. There are reports the U.S. intelligence community does not really believe North Korea wants to get rid of its nuclear weapons. NBC News is reporting a CIA analysis says that a more realistic concession is that the North will say it wants to scale back its nuclear program or undo some of its recent gains. The report also says the North wants to make some sort of peaceful gesture towards the U.S., and they're predicting it might offer to open a Western hamburger franchise in the North Korean capital city. Officials from the U.S. and North Korea are working to revive the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that's been set for the 12th of June. And just getting word that residents near North Carolina's Lake Tahoma are now being allowed back home after a mandatory evacuation was lifted. A flash flood emergency had been declared for areas downstream because of what was believed to be the imminent failure of the lake's dam. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.